So logopraxis simply means to practice the word. And what practicing the word means is working with truths so that the Lord as the word can integrate them into our life. Where truths are applied to the life of the mind, it can't but revolutionize how we relate to the Lord, the word, our inner life, our outer life, and the quality of our contact with others. And really, why would we expect anything less from the word, which can't but work tirelessly to regenerate the human mind? So spiritual principles drawn from the word can rewire our whole outlook on life. And a profound and revolutionary principle found in the heavenly doctrine is the idea that how we perceive things without is a reflection of how our mind is organized within. So we experience exterior life in accordance with how our mind is organized, so that our experience of outer life, seen in the light of our responses to it, contains an effigy, an image of the beliefs we hold about life. In fact, if we really take hold of the teaching that's offered on the correspondential relationship between the inner spiritual dimension and the outer natural dimension of life, this is hardly surprising, because the nature of correspondence is that the inner actually brings the outer into being as its cause. This idea alone, if truly integrated into the mind, is enough to transform completely anyone's view of reality. There isn't time to go into it now, but the upshot for me is that through remembering this, my experience of outer life can serve as a mirror in which I might see something of the quality of my mental life represented in my responses to whatever's going on outside of me. And so this opens up the possibility for reflective work. And that's a practical example of how spiritual ideas can really transform things. This one idea, when alive for me, makes a significant difference to how I experience things, especially situations and circumstances I might find difficult. And that includes what I might regard as difficult people or relationships. So while the word doesn't necessarily take away our difficulties, it can certainly transform our relationship to them.